This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Today is message number 7 in an 8-week series on the subject of one word, the word belief. We've talked about how believing is so important in your life. I'm not going to review today because there's just too many messages to review. But the one thing I'm going to review is this, is that what you believe about people oftentimes is impacted, get this, by one person saying something to you about a person, and then you believe something for months. Let me give you an example. Some of you that started a new job in maybe recent years, you may have been taking a tour of your office or the place where you were working, and you walk by somebody's desk, and somebody who's giving you the tour leans over and says, "Stay away from him. Watch out for her." You know, and they make signals to you about what it means. And you believe that about that person. And maybe 2 or 3 years go by, and you still believe something that somebody told you 2 or 3 years ago, get this, that may or may not be true. And a lot of things that we believe in life have been influenced by things that people have said about other people that we find out aren't true, in the same way that people may have said things about you in that regard. And somebody has a totally negative impression about you because of one thing somebody else said about you. Bring up verse 2. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." You've heard me say this before. Many of you have. The word "place" there is the word "topos." We get the word "topographical." I did a funeral for a man in Georgia who was the lobbyist for all the surveyors and map makers of the state of Georgia. He would go to the legislature every day and you know, try to get legislation to help map makers and surveyors who did their job in Georgia. That's what he did for a living. So when I had his funeral, the church was packed full of surveyors and map makers, cartographers. And I loved sharing this verse with these people and say, the word is topos. And I just saw their eyes came open as their face lit up and they recognized a term in their work, that that's the word Jesus used. I go to prepare a topos for you, a real place, not something mystical in fantasy land, not something ethereal that's kind of a never-never land, but a real place. And Jesus had the audacity to say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Let's bring up the next verse. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." I want you to write this down. If someone were to ask me, how would you describe heaven? What's heaven going to be like? I'm going to give you one sentence. Heaven is where Jesus Christ is. That is the greatest description I can give to you of heaven. It's not just a place where the streets are paved with gold. That's beautiful language. But let me tell you something. If you're facing death, just walking on a street of gold isn't that big a thing. I want to be where Jesus is. I want to be where the life giver is. I want to be where the one, the life sustainer, the one who is eternal forever. Now, so heaven is where Jesus Christ is. And Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, that's where you'll be. Heaven is about being united with Christ forever. Heaven is about being united with Christ forever, and that's the greatest description of heaven there can be.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, we're in the 7th message out of 8 on the subject of belief. Belief is the most important word in your vocabulary because you and I are the result of what we believe. And that statement really is true. Your marriage is impacted by what you believe. Your children are impacted by what you believe. All of life is impacted by those words, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope, Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.